Verse 1 says, happy is the man. That word happy or blessed means happy. Happy is the man. And in the original language, the connotation is there is congratulations. You're happy. And a world that, like the one we're living in, it's a very rare commodity. Happiness is. Happy is the man. Happy is that person. Blessed is that person who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 128:1 says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Psalm 144:15 says, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 146:5 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. He's happy right now. You can be happy in this life. I know we sing in the sweet by and by, but I'm pretty happy right here in the here and now. Hallelujah. Last night as I was praying for Jeremy to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, and I prayed and prayed, and I wasn't thinking about nothing but him and praying for him and God touching him. And when I was praying for him, after a while, God started touching me. Hallelujah. And I don't know how to explain it. I read Charles Finney's memoirs, and he called it baptisms. Just waves of the Spirit of God. Waves of liquid love of God's Spirit just overflowing him. And he said it happened to him when he got saved. It happened to him several times after he got saved. And he said it was so intense that he thought that he should die. Yeah. As to endure that. And that's what I was feeling last night. If you're wondering what was going on, I know most of you knew what was going on. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I can be happy right in the here and now. In the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations and problems and difficulties that all of us go through and face in this life, we can be happy right here and right now. Hallelujah. Are you happy tonight? If your God is the Lord, you can be happy tonight. Hallelujah. Happy because you know your sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Happy to know that you're in His will. Happy to know that if you were to die, you'd go to be with the Lord. Happy to know that you've made your peace with God. Happy to know that everything's right between you and your Maker. Hallelujah. Happy right in the here and now. You can be happy after you get the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You want some happy, something to be happy about? You want joy unspeakable and full of glory? Pray through to the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And just like Finney said, you'll get those baptisms, those waves, those gushings of God's Spirit just flowing over you and flowing over you and flowing over you. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm happy to know that I'm not addicted to drugs anymore. Thank God. I'm happy to know that I'm in a right relationship with my mom and dad because sin had separated us. But even more than that, I'm happy to know that I'm in a right relationship with God because sin has separated us, had come between us, but now I've made the Lord God, the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, my God, and He's put His love into my heart, and He's made me happy right in the here and now. Hallelujah. My happiness is not contingent upon my circumstances. It's contingent upon my Christ. Hallelujah. It's contingent upon the fact that Jesus Christ has saved me and redeemed me, and He's taken away all my guilt, and He's sanctified me. He's given me power and ability to live holy. He's filled me with the Holy Ghost. My God. I boast in Jesus Christ. I boast because I can be happy. I can pull my wallet out without a dime in it and be the happiest person in the world. You can have millions in a bank account and be the most miserable person in the world. Happiness is not contingent upon circumstances. It's not contingent upon your bank account. It's not contingent upon what kind of a car you drive or what kind of a house you live in. I thought one time that what I needed was a new car, a sports car, a fast one with a convertible top. And if I got this car, I'd be happy. I'd have everything I wanted. I could run up and down the road and be like Tom Selleck in Magnum P.I. So I started looking through the newspapers till I found one. I got me a 1969 Alfa Romeo Spider, boat tail Spider, rare. It had a 2-liter engine in it that had been souped up. It had been completely redone, new carpet, new everything inside of it. It had two two-barrel Holley or Weber carburetors. It had a 5-speed in the floor. And that thing would go 140 miles an hour. And I had a few thrills in that car. Had a few thrills in that car, but after a while the thrill's gone. You get used to it, and it's the same old mundane thing all over again. So you go looking for something else. But when you got the Lord, you don't have to go looking anywhere else because you found what you've been looking for. You found the one in whom all reality rests, whom all wisdom rests, who all power in the universe is based upon, Jesus Christ. One preacher put it this way. S.M. Lockridge said this: no far-reaching telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. Hallelujah. No telescope that you've got that can look out so far can even bring into visibility, much less look at the details of the coastline, just the outside perimeter edges of his shoreless, bountiful supply. Hallelujah. When you get saved and you get right with God and he becomes your God and your King and your Master and the captain of your salvation and your best friend, you've got everything you need to get through this life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you glad you found him tonight? Are you glad that you know in Jesus Christ you can be happy regardless of whatever situation that you're in? Yes. Praise God. Right. Number two, he's wise not to have evil companionships. He's wise not to have evil companionship. Why? Because he knows not to enter into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. He knows that he shouldn't walk, that he should walk with the wise men, and he would be wise. But a companion of fools, he knows, shall be destroyed. He knows that evil communications, companions, corrupt good manners. He knows that. He knows that the people that he hangs around with is going to rub off on him. And it's going to, and if they're living a lower standard than what you're living in, if you hang around them long enough and you, I'm not saying don't ever associate with people that are not Christians or not holiness. But I am saying this, associate with them like Jesus Christ associated with them on his terms.
That's right.
He associated with them on his terms. The terms of the gospel. The terms of the love of God. The terms of holiness and righteousness. He associated with them. He knows that if he hangs out with the wrong crowd, the crowd is going to hang him. Hallelujah. So he shuns the ungodly. Why? Because they have no fear of God. Do you fear God tonight? I fear God tonight. I'm afraid to do anything that would displease my Lord. He shuns the sinners. He knows not to hang out in the bars and the hell holes and the honky tonks and the donkey honks and the ball games And all the other worldly entertainment, he knows not to hang out there. Why? Because their lifestyle is going to corrupt his sooner or later. Where should he hang out? He needs to hang out with the people of God. He needs to hang out in the house of God. Hallelujah. That's why I say, God bless you for coming to church at 7 o'clock and not waiting until 7:30. You're going to be blessed. He knows that he needs to shun the scornful, those who ridicule Christianity, Jesus, the Bible, and those that laugh at God-fearing people. Do you know that they're laughing at you? Do you know that they're making fun of you? You bunch of Bible thumpers, you bunch of holy rollers, you bunch of sticks in the mud that never have any fun, want to take away and say, give me a list of a million and one things I can't do. They're making fun of you. They're laughing at you, you silly thing. Look at you hanging out in church, giving all your money to the work of God. Look at you. You're a fool. You're a fool, they say. And if you're not careful, you'll start to believe what they're saying is true. But you're not the fool. They are. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And the fool has said in his heart, not to fear God. The fool has said in his heart, I won't go to that house of God. I might get saved. The fool has said that in his heart. They're the fools, not you. They're the ones that have been duped by the devil. They're the ones that have been deceived by the dastardly, despicable, diabolical deeds of the flesh. They're the ones that have been defamed and demoralized by sin, not you. 1 Peter 4:1 says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live in the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. For the time past of your life may suffice to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness and lust and excessive wine and revelings and banquetings and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. They think you're strange because you don't run with them. They think it's strange because you don't get drunk with them. They think it's strange because you don't get high with them and go to the same places they go to and do the same things that they do. Look at all you're missing coming to the house of God tonight. Just look at all you're missing by not running with the devil, being on the highway to hell, flirting with disaster, ringing hell's bells. Just think at all you're missing. You bunch of fuddy-duddies. Bible thumpers. Churchgoers. Jesus freaks. That's what they call you. Just think of all the things you're missing being here tonight. And being a Christian. Just think tonight you're missing being in the hospital. In traction. With all kinds of needles and wires and pipes and tubes running in and out of your body and all orifices of your body. Just think of what you're missing because you didn't get drunk and get in a car accident and end up in the hospital. Just think, you foolish people. Just think what you're missing. Just think what you're missing. You could have been on drugs tonight, took a drug overdose, and ended up in the asylum screaming, raving mad. Just think what you're missing tonight. You could have been spending the rest of your life in the insane asylum.
Right.
Just think what you're missing tonight. You could have been at the Cincinnati Reds ball. I don't even know if they play tonight. You could have been at the ball game. You could have been down at the ballpark. Just think of what you're missing. You could have had people blowing cigarette smoke in your face and spitting beer on you and throwing popcorn in your hair and screaming and hollering and kicking you. And go back out to your car and it's been vandalized and your tires have been slashed and everything in it's been stolen. You had to hitchhike home. And Just think of all you're missing.
Yeah.
Just think. You could have been dealing, you could have got into business for yourself and went into dope dealing. And just think, you could have ended up in prison.
Yeah.
You could be in jail tonight.
Yeah.
Just think of what you're missing, all the fun you'd have in jail.
Yeah.
Just think of what you're missing, not being in the bars with all the smokers and the drunkards and those that can't.